Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Metanorn's Mini Talk on JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stardust Crusaders for episode 13, Wheel of Fortune. I'm Jero with Foshizzle.
Hey, what's up?
And as I mentioned last week, this will be our last mini talk of JoJo for a while. We're going to let some more episodes pass, a full season's worth of episodes pass, and then at the end of the summer season, we'll be back talking about some more stands and some more battles, and it looks like we're leaving on a pretty significant stand, but we'll talk about that later, as we have Wheel of Fortune to deal with this week. We talk about Anne is back. She reappears on the road and basically hitchhikes.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It's like, well, they got Rei Kugimiya for the part for the whole year. They might as well use her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's back, and her character, I think, is, I don't know, it feels me like she's the audience just watching and just kind of staring at everything play out, because the episode, you would think someone that goes through what she goes through in this episode would not hang around these guys no more.
Yeah.
Especially after the cruise ship, you know, almost getting molested by a gorilla and all this other stuff, you'd think she'd be like, no, get away from me. But I don't know, I think she's developed maybe an attraction to danger.
Yeah. And also an attraction to Jotaro,
right?
Who she basically fangirls over for the episode.
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
So let's talk about Wheel of Fortune. And Wheel of Fortune, it's a literal wheel. It's not a game show like we were joking about last week. But we see this driver. He's in this old car, very dirty. There's some road rage going on with Paul Naref, and then eventually they park at a spot and they see, oh, the car's there. And their solution at this point now is to just question and beat up everybody to find out who the stand is.
Yeah, I would say their investigative work really needs work. Because it's like, who was that car? And is there you there? And just start to beat crap everybody. I'm like, can't you just ask them?
Yeah.
There are other ways to do it besides beating hell everybody.
It's like, who are these guys that are coming in just beating up people?
I was going to say, even before that, I thought it was funny that when they're driving, he's like, oh, let him pass me. You go to the guy, drives back by him, and he's like driving slower. He's like, he wants to pass me. He's like, oh my God. Like, wow, yeah. Road drivers. What the hell?
Yeah, and then they find out that the car drives, and they ask themselves, did we just get played? so they go after him, and then there's a situation where they are falling off a ledge, but with the help of Hierophant Green and Star Platinum, they're able to reverse the positions and basically sort of avoid danger, avoid falling down the cliff, as Hierophant Green ties the car up, and then Jotaro asks you, like, sumo, and then he beats it up, and they're like, oh, it's not really sumo, Jotaro, but whatever.
He should have said, like, earlier when they stopped that truck from hitting them. He freaking punches the semi, and, like, the Jeep, like, does a flip, and, like, lands, and everyone's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm like, oh my God, this Jeep is built, like, what is it built out of?
Yeah, they just did a nice flip, and then they were able to drive along. So, as we find out, and I think as we kind of suspect, the car is the stand, and the car turns into, like, this evil, badass car, and it shoots gasoline at such high speeds that it can pierce human skin. And it just looks really ridiculous once you see that, you know, all the guys, their shoulders have holes in them with blood coming out. And then eventually, as is the case with all forms of entertainment, when there's gas, where there's gasoline, there's bound to be fire. And he burns Jotaro, but Jotaro does this thing where he sort of takes off his jacket, digs underground like he's Simone from Gurren Lagann, and then comes back up and then just beats up on Wheel of Fortune and ZZ.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. The gasoline thing was like, okay, it works because it's a car. That makes sense. And oh, you'd think it'd be like exhaust, like smoke or something. That would, you either could use that or they could use a lot of things. But they pulled that cord out and used electricity.
Yeah. And then after the battle is won, the crew ties ZZ to a rock, and they find out that here's this guy with these huge arms, but everything else is just kind of small. And then his car turns back into some sort of ordinary car, and then they take it and they drive back.
It's not like not even an ordinary car. It's almost like a golf cart.
Yeah.
like the downgrades to like a piece of crap to like even worse, and then I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You would think that make him, you know, fix his car before they tie him to the rock, and then they could use his car.
Mm-hmm.
But it was weird. I'm like, technically, that's still his stand, right? Like, that's still still his car. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I guess you could say the stand is technically totally defeated then, if it's like his power went away.
Right, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, but our heroes, they had a lot of fun in, you know, just sort of beating him up and walking away or driving away from the scene.
Yeah, like of all the things, you know, the series so far, Jotaro's like punched animals, he's punched people, he's punched on objects like cars now, gorillas. Like this guy just punches everything. It's hilarious.
Yeah, what's next for him to punch? Possibly an old woman. See that Inyaba is still sort of upset over the loss of Centerfold, and she is going to take justice and go on the offensive. So she'll be up next on JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stardust Crusaders.
Yeah, I'm interested to see how she fights. It's like, yeah, I'm assuming she's probably like Alda or whatever, and just use like a range type of a stand. But yeah, this episode is kind of funny. I mean, like I said at the beginning, Anne sees all this stuff play out and she's in the middle of all of this, mm-hmm. and yet she's perfectly fine with, you know, the car flip, you know, almost dying several times, even falling off a cliff. She's just like going through the motions, and like you said, there's a bit of a crush developed between her and Jotaro, but I'm not really going to look much into it because it's, you know, JoJo. It's mm-hmm. not romance is least of the concerns of the show.
There's one scene where she was talking about, I guess she was starting to get a little older, and that she's going to start having to wear a bra and stuff like that.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. So for me, this episode is exactly the reason why we're not doing mini talks weekly, is because while they're fun to watch, content wise, there just isn't that much to go over other than, you know, action stuff, but it was a fun episode, and I especially enjoyed sort of the post battle with those guys. Like, you even see Jotaro's smile in one of the shots there at the end. It's kind of funny, and just sort of taking joy in beating up this poor car and this dude.
Yeah, that very oddly shaped man.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what's going on with that, but. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say about the animation. I mean, everyone can know from like certain screenshots that it's not really the most animated show, but
yeah, David,
it's still fun.
Kind of took a break there.
Yeah, it did.
Elsewise, pretty good. All right, so thanks for listening to our JoJo Mini Talk for episode 13. We will see you hopefully at the end of the summer season. So for Fosh, I'm Jero. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
See ya.